That's why kids shouldn't be lining up for this. It's insane. Because that's not a bad analogy, by the way. There's so many different ones we can use. I just kind of grabbed that one on the fly and ran with it, but in case your engine blows, your new engine blows, you need to replace it. Okay, I'll get it right on. I mean, it's fucking insane. But now the White House is in on it, of course. You want your White House dabbling in propaganda. You want your White House paying people on TikTok. A Chinese propaganda arm in itself. Maybe they can get the list, too, from TikTok. Maybe the Biden, the Wilmington hillbillies get the list, too, of all the folks these TikTokers reach. And they could send them to their homes. Show up at the door with the needle. Huh? That goes long. You don't think that's possible? Yeah, right. The roster of online personalities include 50 Twitch streamers, YouTubers, TikTokers, and extremely popular 18-year-old pop star Olivia Rodrigo, because we need 18-year-olds to tell us how to live our lives, right? Anybody who's had a teenager would say, shut the fuck up and sit down. But not the White House. Of course, you can tell with President Biden's history with Hunter, he never told Hunter to shut the fuck up and sit down. Of course, it's hard to say that when the guy's already on the ground smoking carpet fibers and crack. But anyway, doesn't make him a bad person.
You're a real crumb bum.
Literally. States, governmental agencies, campaigns they're paying out, local micro-influencers with follower counts between 5,000 and 100,000, up to $1,000 a month to promote coronavirus vaccines to their fans. Oh, by the way, folks, that's your money. Christina Najjar, a TikTok star known as Tinks, even conducted a Q&A video with Dr. Anthony Fauci. Oh, I wonder if Fauci was in his Bill Gates character or his actual Dr. Fauci character. We'll have to find out. So the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases is on fucking video with some dingbat from TikTok running a Q&A. No, it doesn't sound like propaganda at all, does it? This guy can't answer any questions from legitimate journalists, but he's talking to Tinks. I won't be home for... Honey, I won't be home for dinner tonight. I'm going to be on with Tinks. What did you say? Tinks. You better say Tinks and not Kinks. Don't you understand? This is all a fucking joke to them. I bet you the questions this bird brain asked Fauci were really serious questions. Fauci mostly weathered lighthearted questions. Oh, what big deal. About what to watch out for during Happy Vax Girl Summer. Najjar called this session a great time, adding, I think I flirted with Dr. Fauci, but in a respectful way. Oh, thank God. That's just what his ego needs. Flirting with Dr. Fauci. While we're flirting with disaster. Of course, we know that marketing and focus groups, right? They've told us for a long time that young people are likely to follow their heroes online, etc. The content creators that they follow and they have an allegiance to. It's no different. The people, mainstream celebrities, Hollywood stars, they carry a lot of sway. So this is what the White House is doing. This is how desperate they're becoming. They're paying people like Tinks money, and Fauci's in on it. That's why he hasn't been around for 2 weeks. He's been on TikTok. Wonder if he's got any dance videos. His wife, who works for him at the NIH, is ironing his leather chaps right now. And that literally means, I don't need no doctor, from Humble Pie. If he's on TikTok dancing around in chaps, I'm the fuck out. Simple as that. We talked about last week that certain students at universities are being paid to become coronavirus influencers on campus. And you're paying for that as well. So congratulations. You're the influencer game. Didn't you know that? Washington Girls Lemonade Stand was shut down by the city while complaints continue about homeless encampment. The editors have written a note. What cop would enforce this insanity? Remember, these people are not your friends. Serve and protect. They exist to serve and protect the ruling class, using any means to force and ensure the little people follow the rules. I'd say that the young bucks really get it at this point. I talked to the Young Bucks. Had a meeting today with the new platform, Pain.tv. It's going very well, and it's a credit to them, really. Also a credit to the folks who are signing on, contributing. Big time. The Young Bucks and their friends are turning anti-police. And these aren't like kids who have troubled past and things like that. Like, when we were growing up, we didn't like the police because they were always trying to foil our crimes. And our schemes. It was a game of cat and mouse. There's no cat and mouse with the kids who grow up and they're not in trouble. There's no cat and there's no mouse. And you're taught to respect law enforcement. Even when the FBI kicked our door in, I told my youngest kid, look, man. The first time, was it the first? No, the second time. The second time. Bloodied me up, the FBI, for no reason. Rubbed my face in the fucking cement, cut my head open, bleeding all over the place. 8-year-old son, watching the whole thing right before school. Some real classy guys, the FBI. I sit to the dopey FBI fucking dunce in the driveway. Let me talk to my son before you take me away. He says, no, that's not how we roll. I said, well, that's how we're going to roll now. I was outside the car, handcuffed. I said, because I want to get something clear with him. He's 8 years old, and you just freaked him the fuck out for no reason. Now, I had a lawyer at the time. They could have gone through my lawyer and everything, but they wanted to be fucking cowboys and come to the house with their guns and play police officer. So he said, what do you want to tell him? I said, well, you can hear when he comes out. Bring him out. He goes, no, we're not going to do it. I said, listen, Hoss, there's about 4 or 5 guys there. I said, you don't have enough agents here to get me in a car without a major fucking struggle. So that's there's your choices. You can bring him out and I'll get in the car. No problem. You can take me away. Do whatever you think you're going to do with me. Or if you don't want to bring him out, I'm not going quietly. And good luck. You have a... You have a rest wrestle a fucking alligator? Your choice. So they brought him out. All crying and everything. Fucking traumatized. It's the second time they did this. They came to the house. I said, look, bro. These aren't bad people. We're just having a disagreement. It's all going to get cleared up and I'll be home in a couple hours. Don't be afraid. It's cool. We're just having a disagreement. They see things one way. I see things another way. And we're having a little bit of a dispute. I'm going to be fine. And I'll be home in a couple hours. When you get home from school, I'll be home. And the one FBI agent took it back inside. One FBI agent said that was really classy. I said, yeah, something you fucking mutts could learn. Because you don't have any class. None. Now, a guy like me, the BuzzFeed News would tell you that I have an axe to grind with the FBI. Oh, you think so? You think I have a fucking axe to grind? So that makes sense. A guy like me would have an axe to grind with a law enforcement agency like that. But the young bucks, they're starting to turn against the police because they see the police as a tool for these assholes and these tyrants. And they know where this is going. And let me tell you something, police out there, when you lose your respect from law-abiding citizens, you're fucking toast. You're toast. And those folks you work for, they don't care whether you're safe or not. They don't care. They could care less. They couldn't care less. They don't care what happens to you in the street. Residents in Everett, Washington have reportedly raised concerns about a nearby homeless encampment that some say received little attention from the city, while the city was quick to shut down a lemonade stand opened by a 7-year-old girl. King 5 TV reported that Elsa Lemaine, the girl, opened her small stand at a park and sold the unusual drinks and flowers alongside her grandmother. Last week, the park ranger at Everett's Rucker Hill Park, and although polite, told them that they needed to close up shop after a complaint from a neighbor. The city's rule is simple. You cannot sell products on public property. Old lemonade and flowers. You can sell crack, though, in the park. And heroin laced with fentanyl, you can sell that. But hey, flowers and lemonade. Got some nerve coming around here. This is a drug. This is a drug highway, a drug route. Excuse me. What the hell do you think you're doing? Don't you know this is a... We traffic narcotics to this park. How dare you? Now, this has been a tradition for Lemaine and her grandmother every year since she was 4. Well, she's 7 now. You do the math. And she donates some of her earnings to local nonprofit Everett Gospel Mission. Oh, how dare you, and you religious, you Christian upstarts. You are in the wrong park, my friend. We worship Beelzebub here, the devil, okay? Lucifer. The report said the swift move to close down the girl's stand was seen as inconsistent with how the city handles other matters. And who's the fucking asshole who... The last dance for the neighbor. When we were growing up, let me tell you something right now. If we found out the fucking neighbor who ratted our operation out, it'd been the last dance for the neighbor. You should be able to find out these rats who they are, and they should be handled. In whatever creative way you may choose. Certainly public scorn would be on that list. Who complains about a little kid selling lemonade?
The woman who complained is a type 1 diabetic, clearly endangering her.
That'd be something Fauci would say, right? But there's a bunch of homeless fucking maniacs, an encampment that's been a big concern for a while in the community. Nobody's doing anything about it. King Five said, you can't even make it up. That as a reporter interviewed the girl's grandmother, a naked man walked out of the woods and into the park. Let me repeat that. King Five said that as a reporter interviewed the girl's grandmother, a naked man walked out of the woods and into the park. Was it Sasquatch or was it Bill Clinton? We won't know. Was it the elusive naked Bill Clinton nobody ever seems to have any proof of? He's as an elusive as a Yeti. The grandmother told the station, "Now relax, it's no big deal. Naked people come out of the woods all the time." What? We've had people coming through here swinging weapons. Sherry LeMain, the grandmother, told the station, "Something's very wrong with this picture." Want to talk about misplaced priorities? Want to talk about fucked up law enforcement? It's insane. There's a story on here. It's going to be on pain.tv. Talk about Last Dance. Not quite in the UK. Jabs Forever, UK to offer 32 million booster vaccines next month. He's talking too much. I'm at 20,000 words easy right now. Wait. Probably 23,000 words. If I mix one up or mess one up every now and then, give me a fucking break, please. $32 million booster vaccines next month. How could they do that? That means they would have had to produce the booster shots before these variants were identified. Because there hasn't been enough time for research and development for booster shots to address the variants that they just unveiled. How could that be? Oh, because they started producing the booster shots before they concocted the variants. Hotwire. That's got to be January hotwire, right? January, February hotwire. I said, don't fucking worry about it. The booster shots are already being produced. Okay, that's 6-7 months ago, folks. And then the variants are only a month or two old. So how could that be? How could you produce something before the variant? Well, they're going to begin rolling out 32 million of them. In the UK, you can't make it up. Full stories on pain.tv. Drone footage of migrants at Texas bridge is an absolute catastrophe for Biden. Editor's note, the video link has been sent to you, but they are worried about the spread of COVID, right? Well, let's go to the videotape. We'll set it up here. I didn't set up the last video. Keep you guys on your fucking toes. Troubling drone footage emerged online over the weekend, late Sunday, that reportedly showed up to... I don't understand Fox News. The good thing about video is you don't have to say reportedly. Such a pussy way to write the news. Bunch of sissies. Troubling drone footage, I'm going to rewrite it for him, emerged online late Sunday that showed, report the news like a human fucking being. The news is supposed to answer questions, not create them. Showed up to 1,000 migrants being held by Border Patrol in Mission, Texas, prompted criticism from Republicans who said the footage underscores the crisis at the border. Absolute catastrophe from Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and House and Senate Democrats. Representative Elise Stefanik, Republican from New York, posted on Twitter. The footage is apparently the largest group of migrants we've ever seen being held by any Border Patrol Looks like it could be up to 1,000 people. We can only get a look at the area with our drone. There's a popular Rio Grande crossing area nearby. Thousands, probably. Fucking tip of the iceberg. Oh, don't worry. They're all probably carrying fucking fentanyl and narcotics. That's the only way they're allowed in here is if they work as mules for the cartel. They have to pay a fee, too. What a scheme, huh? You got to pay a coyote. You got to pay a cartel to get here. And then they say, well, you got to carry this 40-pound package with you. And if you don't do it or you lose it, we'll kill you and your family. Welcome to the United States. We will watch the video here. I think at the end, we've already had one video tonight. We'll watch this. And then I will bid you adieu. But I will bid you adieu here first. We'll watch the video and then we'll go into a song and we are gone. So with what's left of this song, I would say thank you for checking in and signing up, getting involved in the Pain.tv community. It's going great. And the intel on there is, go on there right now. It's 1:30 in the morning, Eastern Standard Time. Well, let's go on there right now and see how many people are on there shooting this shit. A lot of people. Several dozen people at 1:30 in the morning. Pain.tv, get in on it. And the stuff that's being shared and the intel that's going back and forth is just that intel. They can help you out and help you navigate and circumvent these tyrants. And that's what it's all about. So more on that later. We got a big week coming up. We got another big hot wire coming. And it's balls to the wall here. He had more energy tonight, Mildred. I'll give him that. Guy's not allowed to be tuckered out around here. Anyway, so it's good stuff. We'll go to the videotape, Warner Wolf style, for the second time tonight, and then we'll toss in a song. Take care and God bless you.
Never thought of it. put your holler. Well, a lot of things have changed since way back then, and it's so good to be back home again. Not much left but the floor, nothing lives here anymore except the memories of a coal miner's daughter.
Mississippi River can't keep us apart. There's too much love in this Mississippi heart.
Too much love in this Louisiana heart.
See the alligator all awaiting nearby. Sooner or later they know I'm gonna try. When she waved from the bank, don't you know I know it's a goodbye fishing line. See you while I go. With a Louisiana woman waiting on the other side, the Mississippi River don't look so wide. Louisiana woman,
Mississippi man,
we get together every time we can. The Mississippi River can't keep us apart. There's too much love in this Mississippi heart.
Too much love in this Louisiana heart. Well, I thought I'd been left, but I never had, till I was wrapped in the arms of a Mississippi man. When he holds me close, it feels almost like another hurricane just to rip the coast. If he can't come to me, I'm gonna go to him. That Mississippi River, Lord, I'm gonna swim.
Hey, Louisiana woman,
Mississippi man,
we get together every time we can. The Mississippi River can't keep us apart. There's too much love in this Mississippi heart.
Too much love in this Louisiana heart.
Well, the Mississippi River, Lord, it's 1 mile wide, and I'm gonna get me to the other side.
Mississippi man, I'm losing my mind. Gotta have your lovin' one more time.
I'm gonna jump in the river and here I go. Too bad, alligator, you swim too slow. Hey, Louisiana woman,
Mississippi man,
we get together every time we can. The Mississippi River can't keep us apart. There's too much love in this Mississippi heart.
Too much love in this Louisiana heart.
Oh, there's too much love in this Mississippi heart.
Too much love in this Louisiana heart.
Hey. Oh, there's too much love in this Mississippi heart.
Too much love in this Louisiana heart.
Oh, there's too much love in this Mississippi heart.
Too much.